Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Kiss 98.5. Hey.
What are you saying?
Da, da,
what do you mean by that?
Da. If someone's planning to get you a gift, would you prefer they ask you what you want or surprise you? 716-265-0985. If somebody's buying you a gift, would you prefer they ask you what you want or surprise you?
I usually just jump the gun and tell you what I want, Jan, because...
Yeah, I love that. No, I love that, though. I love that. Because then I know you're going to get exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of in between on this. Like, could I give categories and then you buy from within my categories?
No.
They all begin with L.
Lingerie?
That's one.
Okay.
Louboutin. Louis Vuitton.
Yes, I understand.
Like, I just want all L's. Yeah, as long
luggage.
As it begins... Luggage. L'Agence. That's a clothing brand, if you didn't know.
Is it clothing?
Yeah, L'Agence.
All right. They make a nice hoodie?
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. But yeah, so I'm just wondering which way people like it, because I feel like people fall on two different sides with this. If somebody's planning to get you a gift, would you prefer they ask you what you want or surprise you, and why? This could help a lot of people listening right now.
Oh, yeah.
Decide whether they should ask what you want or surprise. That's the question. 716-265-0985. What about you, Nick? You like to tell people.
It depends. Okay. Truthfully,
yep.
I literally bought myself something, gave it to Meg, said here.
Here.
This is what you're getting me. Something was on sale. I wanted it, impulse buy. But generally, no, I don't like to say what I want. However, situation came up this year. My sister-in-law, Marie, said, I'm not buying you gifts this year, but I will make a donation to a charity. I don't want to buy you a thing. I want to give to charity. What's your charity of choice? So we chose hospice. I chose hospice.
Love that.
And
oh,
that's
I
what
love
she's
hospice.
Doing. Yeah, that's what she's doing. Aww. The donation.
It's a nice way to do it.
Yeah, it was. It just seemed like the right thing to do.
Good morning, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, Janet. It's Christy.
Hi, Christy. If you're planning to get a gift, would you prefer somebody asks you what you want or surprises you, and why?
Okay, so I'm 50-50 on this. So sometimes I'm hoping the person knows me well enough to know what I really like and what I really need.
Right.
And then if I don't tell them what I want and then I'm disappointed, then I'm like, son of a gun, I should have told them what I wanted.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So I think it goes both ways.
I think you just give categories. Like I was just suggesting the letter L is a good category. I don't know about you, Christy,
right?
But I don't know how you can go wrong with that.
A B, like maybe some Botox or, you know, an F or some filler.
Oh, I like, yeah. I like the B category.
Wait, you don't have
the categories I like.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I mean, that's fine, too. I like it. So you're 50-50 on it. Okay, thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, Bernadette.
Bernadette, if someone's buying you a gift, would you prefer they ask you what you want or surprise you?
I'm kind of in between as well, like, because this year I'm asking for, like, home improvement, like, gift cards to Home Depot or Lowe's or, like, cleaning supplies. But I also think there's something super nice about someone just being like, hey, this made me think of you. Or, like, I know that you're not going to spend your money right now on, like, makeup, so here's makeup. You know what I mean?
I know. I love when I get makeup. That's the best gift ever, isn't it?
It is. It is. Or just, like, something like, hey, like... My friend just, like, made me a mug. She's like, this made me think of you. And because I'm a big reader, and it had cups and stuff all over it and flowers. And, like, I'm drinking coffee out of it right now. Like, it was just such a
aww.
Nice.
That is, what book are you reading right now? And do you like it?
I just finished a book last night. I was up until like 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cute. It was called, let me look up on my Goodreads, The 5 Stages of Falling in Love by Rachel Higgins. So adorable.
Aw. And is it a story or is it actually about the 5 stages of falling in love?
It's actually a story about like this woman overcoming grief and like falling in love with life all over again. It's really great.
Would you recommend it for somebody who's going through something? Is that a good book to give someone?
I think it's a good book for anyone who just like needs to read a book to fall like back into reading because it got me hooked.
Oh, I love that. Okay,
I'll wait for it on Netflix.
Excellent. No, that sounds like a good recommendation, and I hope you get exactly what you want for Christmas. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi,
how
who's
are you?
This? Good. Good, good, good.
This is Kim.
Kim, if somebody's buying you a gift, would you prefer they ask what you want or surprise you?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Like for example, I want a wallet.
Yeah.
But I want them to pick out the wallet.
Okay. All right. But do you must like a certain kind of wallet, though.
I do. But it's still nice to be surprised on what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the hard part. Yeah, like you kind of want to show them the category or the style and then have them think of you when they're picking it out.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. All right. What kind of wallet do you like, by the way?
I'm sorry?
What kind of wallet do you like?
I like the smaller ones.
Yeah, I do too.
I only keep a few things in it. And then I have another one that I keep all my credit cards in.
Yep, I'm the same way. We're like sisters.
I did want to emphasize on those cookies you like.
Yep.
They're actually called Springdales.
Yes.
Springdales?
Yes.
My cousin makes them.
Really?
And she sells them on Etsy.
On Etsy? And yes. Really? And are they really good or just good?
Oh, my God. They are excellent. They are excellent. They are so good. So, so good. The name of her place is Alpine Sweets.
Okay.
And she makes almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes maple bourbon.
Mm.
And then she also makes the one that you called with the licorice. That is the one that's the well-known one.
It's anise, Jan. It's anise that they put in it. That's what gives it that licorice flavor.
Yes, yes. Mm. We were just at the Hopper House this past weekend selling them.
Oh, wow. Oh, if I would have known, I would have bought them all.
Yep. Well, she's still selling them on Etsy.
I'm going to look. Literally, it's the only cookie I could eat like a dozen of.
Yes.
Truly.
Yes.
They are
excellent, and she really, I mean, we had people on Saturday and Sunday saying, I was hoping you were here. We bought you last year, and we wanted to come back.
Oh, yummy. All right, I'm going to look for her on Etsy. Thank you so much for the rec. Yeah, appreciate it. All right. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth. If somebody's buying you a gift, would you prefer they ask you what you want or surprise you?
I'm in the camp of ask me what I want first. I'll give you options. And then I don't know which option you're going to give me. So then I do end up being surprised.
Mm-hmm. And don't veer too far off the path of what you've given as options, right?
Right. But I also have my birthday's in January also, like a couple weeks after Christmas.
Yep.
So if you don't give me what I want for Christmas, there's always my birthday in a couple of weeks after Christmas.
Oh, I love that. That's a good journey.
That's
you
funny.
Know, just when you thought you were done getting presents, you get more in January because that's your birthday month.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay, thank you very much. I'm worried. Jeff has not said the words to me, what do you want for Christmas?
You're probably on the naughty list.
That's why he should have already asked me what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, though no, I think that totally explains it.
I wonder, do you think, Nick, you should call him today and like give him suggestions?
We talk all the time.
He's like, why? Why?
Uh-huh. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I think you'll be fine, Jan. Didn't you? You got something for your birthday recently, didn't you?
That was a long time ago.
It wasn't. That was like
that was
2 weeks
December
ago,
9th. That was a long, long time ago. So, I mean, although an amazing gift, no complaints here. It's now Christmas, so the clock has has shifted forward.
Really? No complaints here? Because it's starting to sound a little that way.
No, I'm just, I'm worried that he might have forgotten Christmas is a week from today. Okay, good. Jan. Awesome.
Wait, is this, is, hold on, is this whole conversation?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Never. Right. Never.
And another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.